Mishul, Parak, Rishon, Sef Lamed Vav. Keli Rishon. To cook in a Keli Rishon means, Keli Rishon means the first pot, he explains. Keli Rishon bu akli sheboi nispashel hatafshil. Mevashel derech hanitin atoichoi, dof hanitin atoichoi, kol zman shayat seledes boi. Keli Rishon means the pot, which was cooked in on it was direct next to the fire. The fire was direct on it. That is a keli rishon. Then anything which you put inside it, it makes it cooked. If it is hot, you have the lettuce. Lachain and little matzoicha dvar dibre machal shat voim sheish bem shum is a bishul. One shouldn't put inside it any sort of food which has got a problem of visual. I mean, that's food which one's not allowed to cook it, one's not allowed to put it into a keli rishon. But a food which has already been cooked, we already learned before, ein bishul acha bishul, there's no problem to put it into a keli rishon. Then, ma'af poifin sha'a keli rishon husam eish, pumit stamen voilach, because the man sha'a chumo yuhu kashpeshiru sh'yad seledes boi ha'im avashl. Even if the keli rishon is not on the stove anymore, it's not connected to the fire anymore, even though it is cooling down because it's got no fire on it direct, even though since it is still yad seledes, it cooks. Tev lamad zayin. Keli nechshav le keli rishon, bein emeish hoysa tachtav kederach hapishul ha-ragil, bein emeish hoysa b'toichoy. It says like this, there's no difference if the heat comes from outside like normal stove, or if the heat comes from inside, if it's like a kettle or something like that, then there's no difference. Whatever happens, it's got in from bishul and it's considered a keli rishon. So also a kettle, which has got an element inside it, is considered a keli rishon. V'chein, a tavshil, it's pashel betochot tavshul boifin achek. It's going to be a mikrogal in a microwave. It's got the same din as a keli rishon. If it's considered cooked, then it's considered cooked in a keli rishon. In the footnote, he says that we learn later on, even a ladle, some people say, it's got a din keli rishon. If it is left in the water for a long time, it's got a din keli rishon, which is extra points. Why? Because even though they had no direct fire on the ladle, even if the ladle was put inside after it was taken off the stove, still it's got in from keli rishon, and it is also to put something inside it if it is not been cooked yet. We'll learn it later on about that. Pe'if lamas ches keli sheni. Keli sheni hu akli shebetzatoyche iru es hamacho mehakeli rishon. Ve'omru chazal, shekli sheni einoi mevashal. Dainu af sha'atav shel hamunach bekeli sheni cham b'sheir hayad seledes boi, mikol mokom einoi mevashal. With keli sheni, the Gemara says it doesn't cook normal things. That means, what is a keli sheni? It's a kli which after you've cooked inside it, you put it into the next bowl, or you put it into a cup. A cup is always a keli sheni, not the kli which has the fire direct to it. Already it's got no fire direct to it. It's called a keli sheni. That is a keli sheni. Keli sheni does not cook a normal food. Even if the keli sheni is still yad seledes boi, it makes no difference. It doesn't cook it. Why? Because keli sheni, we like we explained before, has the keli sheni has the sides from the kli which are cold, because the wood is heated up by the fire. Therefore, it doesn't allow the water, even if it is yad seledes boi, to cook. V'lechei mota litin mayim tzoynim letoich mayim chamim shebekli sheni. To put cold water into a cup of water, let's say, or a bowl of water, which is a keli sheni, put cold water inside it, no problem, because keli sheni einoi mevashel. A keli sheni doesn't cook water. לאינן כלי שאירו לתכי מי כלי ראשון האימת על האש ואי ההורה. That means, we didn't discuss now what is iru keli vishin, pouring over from a keli vishin to some food. That already we said in the introduction that it's considered a issa because it's machlik rishonim we take on. It's considered it cooks a bit at least. That we know not to do that. But there is another thing which the Chazon Ish was makfid about, which is not always the meaning of everybody. But there is a Chazon Ish who says like this: that if the let's say the urn is on the stove and it's got fire underneath it, and you put a cup and you take it out of the urn water, he says the cup is also considered a keli rishon. Since there is direct connection between the fire and the cup, the fire is still underneath the urn, or you've got an urn which has got elements inside, it's the same thing. The cup is not considered keli sheni according to the Chazon Ish because it's got direct connection with the fire. If the fire would be off, and it's still got in keli rishon, but the fire is not on, or you take the urn, you put it off the fire, and you take out water from it when it's not on the fire itself, even though the urn is still considered keli rishon, like we learned, but the cup, even according to the Chazon Ish, will be considered a keli sheni. When is it considered keli rishon according to the Chazon Ish? When there's a direct connection between that and the fire. The Chamud Daniel in Yoredea does not hold like that. He says Mefurash that we do not consider it a keli rishon. He considers still a keli sheni, and that is the normal minhag from Klal Yisrael, not like the Chazon Ish that we take on. It is a keli sheni. Anything which comes not from the urn, if it's not cooked inside it, we consider it a keli sheni. But there is the Chazon Ish who holds it is a keli rishon. Not in all cases we're allowed to just put in the keli sheni. Keli sheni will learn Be'ezus Hashem next time that it cooks something which is easy to cook. But normal foods do not get cooked in a keli sheni because a keli sheni does not cook normal foods.